Hydrodynamics of Collisions and Close Encounters Between Stellar Black Holes and Main Sequence Stars, by Kyle Kramer et al. Recent analyses have shown that close encounters between stars and stellar black holes occur frequently in dense star clusters. Depending upon the distance at closest approach, these interactions can lead to dissipating encounters such as tidal captures and disruptions, or direct physical collisions, all of which may be accompanied by bright electromagnetic transients. In this study, we perform a wide range of hydrodynamic simulations of close encounters between black holes and main sequence stars that collectively cover the parameter space of interest, and we identify and classify the various possible outcomes. In the case of nearly head-on collisions, the star is completely disrupted with roughly half of the stellar material becoming bound to the black hole. For more distant encounters near the classical tidal disruption radius, the star is only partially disrupted on the first pericenter passage. Depending upon the interaction details, the partially disrupted stellar remnant may be tidally captured by the black hole or become unbound, in some cases, receiving a sufficiently large impulsive kick from asymmetric mass loss to be ejected from its host cluster. In the former case, the star will undergo additional pericenter passages before ultimately being disrupted fully. Based on the properties of the material bound to the black hole at the end of our simulations, in particular, the total bound mass and angular momentum, we comment upon the expected accretion process and associated electromagnetic signatures that are likely to result. This was Hydrodynamics of Collisions and Close Encounters Between Stellar Black Holes and Main Sequence Stars, by Kyle Kramer et al.